A woman was arrested after a pursuit Monday in Willow Springs. According to reports, a deputy attempted to stop a vehicle for speeding. The vehicle sped away, running a stop sign and traveling down several county roads. The vehicle was found at the end of County Road 2410. Allie Lee Sherwood of West Plains was located in the vehicle along with several pills, including 127 pseudoephedrine pills, 12 suspected amphetamine pills, 7 suspected morphine pills, 19 suspected lorazepam pills, approximately 1.7 grams of suspected methamphetamine, and 160 small plastic baggies. Deputies also seized a 9mm magazine and a .22 cartridge along with Sherwood's phone. She is charged with 3 counts of possession of a controlled substance, bond set at $25,000. A man from Ava suffered serious injuries in an accident in Christian County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 41-year-old man was injured when he swerved to avoid a deer, ran off the road, and overturned the vehicle he was driving. The accident happened on Route T, 6 miles east of Oldfield. The man was taken to Cox South in Springfield. A woman from Gasville was arrested early this morning on drug charges. 39-year-old Stephanie Sanders was arrested on charges of possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She's also on a hold for extradition. Her bond was set at $1,140 on the Baxter County charges. Couch School District has canceled classes for today and tomorrow. According to a social media post, the classes were canceled because of a high number of illnesses in the school. Officials say that the days will be used as AMI days 1 and 2. Classes are set to resume on Tuesday. Pace Construction announces that they've been awarded contracts for 2 projects for paving projects in Howell, Texas, Wright, and Dent counties, totaling more than $4.5 million. The Highway and Transportation Commission awarded the contracts during its regular meeting on January 8th. A $1.5 million contract was awarded to Pace for resurfacing Route VV Highway from 137 to 119 in Texas and Dent counties, WW Highway from Highway 17 to the end of state maintenance in Howell County. And additionally, Pace Construction received a $2.9 million contract for pavement resurfacing on Highway 99 from Highway 32 to U.S. 60 in LaClade and Wright counties. State officials said additional information regarding timelines and impacts to traffic will be released prior to the start of construction. The Thayer City Council will meet tonight for a special call meeting at 5:30 at City Hall. The regular monthly meeting that was scheduled for Tuesday was postponed until next Tuesday, January 20th, because of the flu. One of the items on the agenda was time sensitive. They were hoping that next Tuesday would be soon enough, but as with any business, sometimes they have to expedite matters so business is not interrupted. There will not be any discussion about any other matters, and no closed session will transpire. The bill to be voted on is bill number 2026-01, ordinance 2026-02. This is an ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to execute an agreement between the city and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission. This is the agreement on the right in and right out at the Jordans Project. During the month of December, Missouri lottery offices paid out more than $5 million in prizes of $1,000 or more. Local winning tickets were sold at several locations. You can view a list of those at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.